This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 4th of April. I'm Roger Hearing. And it was a pretty poor day on the Wall Street markets for the tech sector, certainly. Doug McIntyre of 24/7 Wall Street in New York gave us his take on that and the rest of the news.
Well, two things happened today. The jobs report was actually received relatively well. And if you look at the market as a whole, it was down some, but moderately. The NASDAQ tech issues had what may be the biggest reset in valuations in a year. If you look at the bellwether Google, Amazon, Tesla, Facebook, and some of the smaller stocks that are within that social media, new tech area, you've had some 3, 4, 5% drops in those stocks just today. And what's happened is that all of a sudden, for some reason, investors looked at these stocks and said, well, the market might not be overvalued, but these stocks are way overvalued, and just sold them off.
So there wasn't really a driving force behind it, not some major lack of confidence. It was just a stand-back look.
I think the market took a stand-back look and said that, you know, Tesla isn't worth half as much as General Motors, and Amazon isn't worth six times as much as Walmart. And you're right, I think people stepped back and said maybe this is getting out of hand.
And is that going to continue, do you think, or is that just it? That's the reset and that's it?
I think when it comes to resets like this, it doesn't all get burned off in a day. So I think that other people will wake up over the weekend and say, well, gee, what happened there? And you'll probably see more selling in these stocks early next week.
Doug McIntyre there of 24/7 Wall Street. In the end, Wall Street was down 0.1% at 16,412. Here in London, the 100 share index was up 0.7% at 66.95. And if you want to keep an eye on what's going on the dollar, that was at 103.2 Japanese yen, and the Canadian dollar was at 91.09 US cents.